the bed, closet, dressers, books, pictures, clutter. The dog on the bed. But the dog has full reign of the house, but anyway. Pillows.
What about what's on the bed?
Sometimes folded and clean laundry. The place for the dog, the towel that she's supposed to be on that inevitably she is not on. The duvet, the sheets, the dust ruffle, Hope that covers it. Plenty of shoes and one sock here, one sock there.
You said your parents' house had a fireplace, does your
house have? We do. One's down in the basement, but the house was very old, and I think the people that lived there before us actually had the fireplace put in there, and I don't want to burn the house down, so I probably wouldn't light a fire in there. It looks like, you could tell, it's like an antique looking fireplace, but I truly wouldn't want to light a fire. I'm just, no.
What about, you said you have a big backyard, do you have a garden?
Not yet. There's certainly plenty of potential for that. Mm-hmm. And we figure our philosophy was, the whole process behind that house was a discussion between myself and my husband versus he wanted to live in the city. I'd rather live further out and get more yard. Okay. So, but anyway, the yard does have potential for a garden, but we decided that the amount of money we were going to spend on the inside, and we work our way from the inside out. But I love gardens because I just think they're therapeutic for me. It's so, if I'm stressed or whatever, weeding a garden can be the best thing that you do all day, or planting flowers and then seeing the results. Right. I'm a results person. I like to see the gratification.
Did you grow up with a garden?
Mm-hmm. My mom was like the master. Mm-hmm. Well, she was really, she loved roses, and she would always plant different kinds of roses. Still to this day, does that, orders them, plants them. But as far as the garden, we would plant green beans, tomatoes, mostly green beans, tomatoes, all sorts of little veggies like that, kind of.
And did y'all obviously eat?
Mm-hmm.
Did you put anything up? Did you get a good amount of
stuff? Well, yeah, like tomatoes, but if you don't eat those in a timely manner. But yeah, tomatoes, the green beans, and we had a pear tree at one point. And I think that was the favorite time, though, was we'd go out there and actually pick it and then bring it in. It was, to me, I just thought that was so cool. Anybody can go to the grocery store and buy it or whatever, and I guess when you're a kid, it's the little things, but it was the whole process. And that's something that I liked about in my family and growing up. My parents really made it a big deal to do things like that. So you, as a kid, you could see the progress. I can remember planning, and then, they would say something like, by the time we go on vacation, we may have some tomatoes or something to take with us. Or then it's when we get back, I wonder how many we'll have. And
so did y'all eat together?
Oh, yes. And that was another thing. When we first got married, my husband and we both had very different upbringing. That's one of the things that we dealt with, is that I'm much more in tune to checking out, what's going on at my house. So Sundays, when my sister and I were growing up, Sunday dinner, you didn't miss Sunday dinner. So then when we got married, and again, we got married young, it was a real changing point for us, because my parents still expected us to come over on Sundays, and that always turned into not an argument. Well, it kind of did turn into an argument, because my husband would be like, do we have to go over there every single Sunday and hang out and be there at 5 and stay until 8? And for me, it was just part of the routine that I had to break myself of the structure of all that. And for him, it was, trying to, I guess, gently say to me, look, we're always doing this. And it didn't always come out very gently. But
so what was Sunday dinner like? Can you let your mom
with? Well, it would depend. It changed over time, but sometimes my dad, and I guess I'm a lot like my dad, he would always look at dinner time in particular as, my mom would call it, the debriefing. What'd you do today? What's on your agenda for the rest of the week? How are things going? If we were younger, it was, how was your test? What's going on in the week? And then as it moved on and after we were married, then it was, Lee, what's your travel schedule for this week? Or and he was still in school also at that time, so